40% Bran Flakes really the best tasting cereal of them all?
Well, your father says so, and father knows best.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as Father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by America's largest-selling Bran Flakes, Post 40% Bran Flakes, and by Instant Postum, the good-tasting drink that's entirely caffeine-free. How's the weather out your way today? It's beautiful in Springfield this Saturday morning. Just the kind of a day that makes a man want to get outside, move around, do things. At least that's the way it's affecting Jim Anderson. He's caught the spirit of spring, and he cries out for action, like this.
Margaret, where are my paintbrushes?
What's that, dear?
Where are those paintbrushes I bought last summer?
Paintbrushes? What are you planning to do?
Paint.
Oh.
I thought I'd touch up the fence and maybe go around the windows.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. But how about starting on the linen closet upstairs? That needs paint much more than the fence.
It does, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll get to that later. I think I ought to do this outside work while the weather's so nice.
It is a beautiful day.
It's perfect.
It's a shame to stay inside on a day like this.
It's practically criminal.
I think you ought to do the linen closet first.
Honey, I said I'd get that later. I want to work outside today. Where did you say those brushes were?
The painting things used to be out in the garage, but then you built that shelf for them down in the basement.
Hmm.
I think the brushes are in the broom closet.
Well, that makes sense.
Just a minute, I'll look.
Let me out of here. Let me out of here.
What did you say, Bud?
Bud? Did you tell that was my voice, Dad?
Well, there was a slight similarity there.
There was? Well, could you tell where the voice was coming from?
Well, I would say in the general vicinity of you.
Holy cow, I got gypped again.
What on this time?
No, this little gadget here. I sunk 35 cents in it, too.
What is it?
It's supposed to be a thing for a ventriloquist. You put it in your mouth, and you're supposed to be able to throw your voice into a trunk and say, let me out of here.
Oh?
No experience required. Amaze your friends.
Well, I think your friends would be fairly amazed if you walked around shouting, let me out of here.
No, you don't get the idea, Dad. You see, when I throw my... Now, wait a minute. Here comes Mom. I'll try it out on her. Hey, let me out of here. Let me out of here.
Let you out of where, Bud?
See there, Dad? It doesn't work.
Are you all right, Bud?
Yeah, I'm all right.
The brushes weren't there, Jim, but they might be in with my laundry supplies.
They wouldn't by any chance be on the shelf I built for them, would they?
Oh, no.
No, silly question.
I keep all my preserves on that shelf.
Oh.
Dad.
I'll go check the service porch.
Dad.
Seems like I saw them out there.
Dad.
Yeah?
Want to buy a ventriloquist gadget?
No, Bud. I hardly think
I'll let you have it for 20 cents, 35 cent value.
Well, to be honest, Bud, not too many occasions arise in my life when I have a need for ventriloquism. Your trouble is that you give up too easily.
The ad said no experience required.
I know, but...
Amaze your friends.
But you've got to work at it. Practice. Nothing was ever achieved without hard work.
Well, could you help me with it, Dad?
Well, I've got some painting to do, and, well, to be frank, I don't know anything about it, Bud.
Oh, fine. A lot of help I get around here.
Well, now, Bud,
I finally hit on a career, and I can't even get a little help.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think you ought to be outdoors on a day like this anyway. Do you a lot more good.
No, I'm going to stick to it. You told me not to give up so easily.
I know I did. But if you'd get outside next to nature and help me paint the fence...
No, I'm going to learn this. Maybe I can get Claude Mesner to help me. He says he used to throw his voice. He used to throw it pretty good in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he doesn't do a bad job of it here in Springfield.
Mother!
Let me out of here!
Mother, do you think that this is a good shade of Hello, Father nail polish?
Your mother's out on the Hello, Princess porch.
Father, do you like this shade of fingernail polish?
Well, if you have to wear it, I guess that's as good as any.
I don't like it.
Well, don't wear it then.
But it's very popular. It's called Passionate Tangerine.
Looks more like wilted orange.
All the girls are wearing it to the spring prom tonight. It's absolutely the latest thing, Father. I wouldn't be seen without it.
I found the brushes, Jim. Oh, did you want to see me, Betty?
Not now, Mother. I was in doubt about this nail polish, but Father helped me make up my mind.
I did?
Oh, say, Mother, where's that sun lamp we used to have?
Oh, let's see. It might be in the attic. I'm not sure where I saw it last.
What do you want a sun lamp for?
I want to have a natural, healthy look for the dance tonight.
Natural, huh?
Yes, I want to, well, you know, glow.
Did you ever think of going outdoors and getting a nice, natural glow from the sun?
Oh, Father, really?
Well, what's wrong with that? It's a beautiful sunny day. The air is just reeking with health and vitamins and everything else. And it's all free.
Father, I don't want to get all red and blistered. I want a nice, even, natural tan.
Look, I'll give you a paintbrush, and you come outside with me, and I'll guarantee that inside of an hour you...
Father, don't you understand that I've got to try to look presentable? This is what we've all been looking forward to. This is the high point, the prom, the utter zenith of our entire education.
It is?
I'll look up in the attic, Mother.
Well, if it isn't there, try the basement.
What's the matter with these kids anyway? You'd think they were afraid to go outdoors. When I was a kid, we spent practically all of our time out there.
Well, generally, they do, too.
Nature's the greatest educator in the world.
All right now, Betty's all excited about the prom. Here are your paintbrushes.
Oh, thanks. I remember when I was a kid... Oh, no. Look at these brushes. Hard as rocks.
Yes, I noticed that.
How many times do I have to tell people around here to clean the brushes when you get through painting? Clean the brushes.
Yes, I remember you saying that.
Who used these last, you know?
You did.
Huh?
Remember, it was on the kitchen walls. Bud and I started painting the kitchen and you finished it.
Well, these are pretty cheap brushes anyway. Really not worth keeping. Well, these were good enough for the job. No sense throwing money away.
Daddy.
What is it, kitten?
What's wrong with Bud?
Wrong with Bud?
He's going around saying, let me out of here. But he's not inside of anything.
Oh, he's just practicing. How would you like to ride down to the hardware store with me while I buy some paintbrushes?
Right now?
Sure. It's such a wonderful day out. No one should waste it staying inside. Want to come along too, Margaret?
No, I'm afraid I have too much to do here.
I can't go now, Daddy. I've got to stay home and practice.
Practice what?
How long do you think I can stand on my head, Daddy?
I don't know.
Well, guess.
Oh, 15 seconds?
Guess again.
20 seconds?
Guess again.
I give up. How long can you?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. But I was hoping you'd say 23 seconds.
Well, that's me, always saying the wrong thing.
Patty Davis says she can stand on her head for 22 seconds, and I want to beat her.
Well, that's certainly a lofty ambition. Come on, you better come with me. Get out in the fresh air.
I can't go now, Daddy. I've also got to practice closet standing in.
You've got to practice what?
Patty says she can stand in a dark closet and shut the door for 10 minutes and not get scared. And I've got to beat that. Mother!
Kitten, I think you'd be better off if you let Patty have her laurels.
Mother!
And get outdoors. Soak up a little of this wonderful sunshine.
I gotta go practice. Mother, do you think I ought to call Ralph?
What's that, dear?
Do you think I ought to call Ralph and see if he approves of my nail polish?
I thought that was all settled.
Father, when a fellow thinks enough of a girl to ask her to the spring prom, the least she can do is try to make him proud of her.
Well, I didn't say...
What do you think, Mother? Shall I call him?
Well, frankly, I can't see that it makes any difference. He'd probably never notice whether you had any polish on or not.
Oh, no. You should have seen him staring at Lucille's hands last Saturday night. Kept drooling about what beautiful fingers she had. What a beautiful, delicate shade her nails were. Oh, it was sickening.
I see. Who's Lucille?
You don't know her. She's Eddie's sister. Visiting here from Kansas City. She and Eddie went back to Kansas City last Wednesday, and am I glad. Ralph couldn't keep his eyes off her. It was disgusting.
Hey, let me in here! Let me in here!
What was that?
Oh, that's just Bud throwing his voice.
Let me in here.
Sounds like a little girl.
Well, he must be getting better at it.
Let me in here.
That's Kathy.
Mommy, Daddy.
It sounds like she's in the broom closet.
Why, George, that is her, and I know what she's doing, too. Just a minute, kitten. I'll get you out. No, this door's locked.
No, it isn't. It just sticks. Pull hard.
Oh. Thanks, Daddy. I don't think I can beat Patty.
Well, I told you not to try. You just listen to me.
Could we have it a little quiet in here? I'm trying to make a phone call. Who locked the door on me anyway?
Nobody, Angel. Sometimes that door sticks.
Hello, could I speak to Ralph, please?
Well, I'd better be on my way.
He's what? Are you sure? No message. Kansas City?
What is it, Betty? What's the matter?
Ralph's gone. He went to Kansas City.
Who, Ralph?
It's that Lucille. I should have known. He went with Lucille and Eddie. Mother, what'll I do?
Well, now, don't worry, dear.
He didn't even call.
Well, maybe it's all a mistake. Maybe he didn't go. I'm sure he would have called.
But he didn't. And the Bronston might... Oh.
Betty, wait, Betty.
Oh, dear.
Now, what kind of a fellow is that Ralph anyway?
Well, it must be a mistake of some kind.
I never did trust him any too much.
Daddy!
She's been looking forward to this prom for months.
Dad, let me out of here, will you?
Bud, we have other problems to worry about right now. Practice your ventriloquism someplace else.
I'm not practicing. I traded that gadget to Claude Mesner for some handcuffs, but he didn't give me the key. Get me out of them, will you?
Well... Bud,
how could he do such a thing? How could he?
Dad.
Now wait.
What'll I do, Father?
Dad.
Daddy.
Yes, kitten.
What day is it?
I don't know, but it isn't Father's Day.
This is one spring day when I imagine Father wouldn't mind changing places with the robins on the lawn outside. They're such happy birds. And when problems come up, they can just spread their wings and take off. But to you mothers listening in, if the problem of what to serve your family for breakfast worries you, listen to this.
For years, many mothers have given their family bran for breakfast because they know that it contains important keep regular benefits. Some women served it even when the folks weren't too excited about the flavor. That's why I've got such good news for you now. You see, something pretty wonderful has happened. Today's new post 40% bran flakes have a delicious new flavor called Magic Oven Flavor. And more people tell us that they like post bran flakes better than any other cereal. Now, Mother, that means when you serve post bran flakes, your family will get their ounce of prevention, their important keep regular benefits, in a cereal they'll really like every day you serve it. So, when you think it over, don't you want to start serving post 40% bran flakes in your home? Remember,
for goodness sake, eat post bran flakes. So good and so good for you.
Mother, the very next time you go shopping, be sure to get new post 40% bran flakes. America's largest selling bran flakes. You'll see, they're good and so good for you.
Well, as we said before, the skies are blue over Springfield. It's still a lovely day. The only place where the weather forecast looks doubtful is in the white frame house on Maple Street. Could be a storm brewing. Ralph has mysteriously departed for Kansas City, leaving Betty with no date for the prom tonight. A disaster which is rapidly taking on earth-shaking proportions. Like this.
I'll be the only one left sitting at home. All the other girls are going.
Now, Betty, you said Janie Lickett didn't have a day.
She doesn't count. She thought she was going to be out of town, and she changed her mind at the last minute. Ralph asked me to the prom weeks ago, utterly weeks ago. And here I am, practically dressed, practically waiting for him to ring the doorbell.
Now, Princess, it's only a little after 1 o'clock. You haven't even started to dress.
It isn't enough that he went to Kansas City with Eddie and that she-wolf, Lucille. He didn't even have the decency to phone me, even send me a note or anything.
I've never been so humiliated in all my life.
Now, wait. Don't go all to pieces. Let's think about this.
Dad.
Did you talk to Ralph's mother?
No. Somebody else answered the phone. Just said he'd gone, and that was all.
Dad.
Why don't you forget about Ralph? There are plenty of other boys. Get a date with...
What am I supposed to do? Go around asking fellows for a date to a prom that's tonight? Go around begging somebody to take me? Oh, I wish I'd never been born.
Dad.
This is the end, the utter end of everything.
Betty.
Princess, come back. Listen. Oh, me.
Dad.
Bud, why do you keep saying dad, dad, dad?
You don't answer me.
I have things on my mind.
So do I. Handcuffs.
I just can't believe Ralph would leave town without at least saying something to Betty.
The boy's completely irresponsible, Margaret. I've always said that.
Dad.
What, Bud?
How am I going to get out of these handcuffs?
I don't know. I'm not an escape artist. If you got them from Joe, go ask him. Tell him to give you the key.
Bud, how did you ever get
in? I'll call up Joe. Pick up the receiver for me, Dad. I'll dial the number.
You couldn't have picked a better day to get yourself handcuffed. Margaret, why don't you call Ralph's mother?
I don't think we should get involved in it. There's still plenty of time. Ralph knows the prom is tonight.
Okay, I can hold the receiver now, Dad.
Oh, here.
Hello, Joe. Bud. You know those handcuffs?
If Ralph's in Kansas City, you know very well he can't get back here
I can't hear what Joe's saying. Hello, Joe. Yeah?
You can't stand by and do nothing, Margaret. This is a big moment in Betty's life.
Just a minute, Joe. Dad.
All right, I'll whisper.
No, I can hear all right, but scratch the end of my nose, will you?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Hurry up, Bud. Finish your phone call.
Okay, Joe, I'm back. Yeah? Well, how do I unlock him without a key? Oh. Okay.
Bud, make it short. I want to use the phone.
Okay, Joe. So long.
Move over, Bud.
Who are you calling, dear?
Jack Minelli. They're new in town. Have a son about Betty's age. Nice boy.
For what?
I'm going to get Betty a date for the prom.
What?
Bud, stop rattling those handcuffs.
Well, Joe said the way to get them open is to shake them. Just right.
Well, go shake them outside. Hello, Jack.
Dear, wait. How do you know that...
This is Jim Anderson. Fine. Say, Jack, is your boy going to the prom tonight? Well, I assumed he wasn't too well acquainted with the young people in town.
Jim, I wouldn't.
Excuse me, Jack. Margaret, I know what I'm doing. Now, please. Hello, Jack. As I was saying, it occurred to me that if your boy Ted doesn't have a date for the prom tonight, he might like to go with Betty. You think he would? Well, I thought it would give him a chance to meet the kids. Betty can kind of take him around. Is he there now? Oh. Well, I imagine if he picks her up about 7:30 or so, it'll be all right. Fine, Jack. Well, I think so, too. Oh, don't mention it. Goodbye. There, you see, honey, the problem is solved. Just like that. Young Ted Minelli is taking Betty to the prom.
Well, maybe it's all right, but I think you're asking for trouble.
Trouble? Ted's a fine boy, good-looking, intelligent. What more could a girl ask for?
That's not the point, dear. When you start meddling with dates...
Honey, I'm not meddling. Somebody has to do something. As Betty said, she can't go out and ask a boy to take her to the prom. I'm only doing what any considerate father would do. Princess? Betty?
What is it, Father?
Come downstairs. I have news for you.
You're living pretty dangerously, dear.
Oh, nonsense.
What do you want?
You can dry your tears, Princess.
What happened?
Well, haven't I always told you that things are never as bad as they seem? If you just approach a problem thoughtfully, don't get all hysterical about it. You can always find a way to work it out.
Excuse me, Father. Hello? Yes? Yes!
See, honey, I was pretty sure Ted would call Betty.
So far, so good.
Oh, that'll be dreamy. Will you have a car?
Sure, I'll have a car. Minelli will let him have the family car if necessary.
That's perfect. I'll see you about 7:30. Bye.
Well, Princess?
You were right, Father. Things always work out.
Sure they do.
That was Ralph.
If you just approach a problem...
Ralph?
Ralph?
He's back from Kansas City. He went there with Lucille and Eddie to drive a car back for his father. He hadn't forgotten the prom at all. Isn't that simply the most amazingly wonderful, the most super, super thing that ever happened? Now we haven't a thing to worry about, have we?
Well, we might have just one little eensy-weensy thing.
I've got to go up and start dressing. Oh, I'm so happy, so happy, so happy.
Well, dear, what now?
That Ralph. Completely irresponsible. Can't even depend on him to stay away.
This could be just a trifle embarrassing if both Ted and Ralph show up here to take Betty to the prom. Hadn't you better call Ted?
Ted wasn't home when I called. And I can't call Minelli back and tell him it's all off after I was the one who suggested it.
Well, dear, you'd better call somebody.
Now, don't get excited, Margaret. I know you think I've got myself in hot water, but it can all be cleared up easily.
Who are you calling now?
Ralph. I'll just explain the situation. Betty has to go with Ted. No way out of it. Hello? Is this Ralph? Ralph, this is Mr. Anderson. I'd like you to do me a favor. There's a young man in town, son of a friend of mine, who would like to take Betty to the prom tonight. I sort of, well, promise. Yes, you understand. No, you don't have to call her back. I'll tell her. Thanks a lot, Ralph. Goodbye. There, that's all there is to it.
Dear, you're treading on awfully thin ice. You can't just make and break dates like that.
Oh, Ralph understood. It's all straightened out. Princess?
What, Father?
Come downstairs a minute. I have news for you.
News is right.
I'm in a hurry, Father. What is it?
I just talked to Ralph, and he won't be able to take you to the prom tonight.
What?
But it's all right, Princess. You have no problem whatsoever.
No problem? What happened to Ralph?
That's what Ralph would like to know.
Just something came up. But you still have a date for tonight. Everything's fine.
A date with whom?
Ted Minelli. He's a new boy in town. I know his father, and he's a fine boy. Good looking. You'll like him.
Yes, but...
You don't have to worry about a thing, Princess. He'll be here at 7:30.
Yes, but...
See who it is, kitten.
Father, I don't quite understand how...
Hi, Kathy. Is Betty here?
It's Janie Lickett. Come on in, Janie. We're in the den.
Hello, Mr. Anderson, Mrs. Anderson.
Hello,
hello,
Betty.
Janie.
Are you all set for the prom tonight?
Well, I don't know.
Yes, Betty has a date. No problems at all.
Are you going, Janie?
That's what I came over to tell you, Betty. I'm going to the prom. I have a date.
Oh, smooth. Who are you going with?
I met him at the mall shop this morning, the new boy, Ted Minelli.
Ted Minelli?
Margaret. Janie, are you sure you...
Oh, he's a very nice boy. He was going straight home from the mall shop to ask his father if he could use the car tonight. Oh, I know it's going to be all right. Isn't it thrilling? Betty, you and Ralph can go with us.
Father...
Now, there's a little confusion, but it's going to work out all right. If you'll just...
Maybe I'd better answer it this time. Hello? Who? Janie, just a minute. It's for you, Janie.
Me?
Hello? Well, I just got here. You can't. Oh. Oh, sure. That's all right. Sure. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
That was Ted. He can't take me to the prom tonight. When he got home, he found his father already promised he'd go with the dumb daughter of some friend of his.
Well, now, kids, let's not get excited. I can straighten this out.
Oh, no, not again.
Dad, I got the handcuffs off. It's a good trick.
Not now, Bud.
It's all in the way you shake them.
You see, Betty, when Ralph couldn't take you in the beginning...
Why couldn't Ralph take me?
Dad...
Well, he was in Kansas City.
After he came back, I mean.
Well,
Mom, Dad should be interested in this.
Your father should be in Kansas City.
This can all be explained and smoothed out. It's perfectly simple. In the first place, Ralph is innocent. You can trust him completely.
I think I'd better answer it this time. Hello? Janie? Yes, she's right here. It's for you, Janie.
Hello? Oh, no.
Who is it?
It's Ralph. He wants me to go to the prom. Ralph calling you? Father, where's Father?
He's gone.
I don't blame him.
What's going on? Who started all this?
Dad.
Never mind, Bud. Betty, give me the phone. I'll talk to Ralph. Then we'll call Ted Minelli. I'll explain the whole thing. You girls will have your dates just as you planned in the beginning. Hello, Ralph. This is Mrs. Anderson.
I'm going out and find Dad.
Well, there's been a slight case of confusion, Ralph. You see, Mr. Anderson thought that you were planning to stay in Kansas City.
Women. They do the nuttiest things. You can't figure them out. Dad. Where are you, Dad? Wonder where he went. Dad?
What?
What's the idea? Sitting in the garage.
Bud, old man. Sit down.
Okay.
When you grow up and become a man and have a family, the time may come when you feel inclined to offer your daughter a helping hand, in a social way, to smooth out some little problem arising from the natural confusion of the feminine mind.
Yeah.
And when that feeling comes upon you, may I say that there is only one thing for you to do and do immediately.
What's that, Dad?
Go out in the garage and stay there until it blows over.
And now here's our star, Robert Young, with a bit of advice on another important subject. Postum. Love?
You know, radio and picture work is pretty nerve-wracking at best. But when you can't sleep nights, it's murder. You're jittery, on edge, nervous as a cat. So it's no wonder I'm a Postum fan, and so are a lot of my friends. Because you can drink all the Postum you want, without worrying about coffee nerves, without risking your sleep. Postum is caffeine-free, completely caffeine-free. That's why. Of course, I realize many people aren't bothered by caffeine, but if you are, well, switch to Instant Postum. You'll like it. Remember, Postum can't upset your nerves or your sleep. Get a jar tomorrow and see.
Strange as it seems, the big prom is taking place this evening just as naturally as if nothing had happened. Betty and Janie and Ralph and Ted finally were properly sorted and paired off by Marco. And the white frame house on Maple Street has regained its accustomed tranquility. In the den, Margaret is reading, and Jim is working on something with screwdriver and pliers. Like this.
You wouldn't think it was that complicated.
You what, dear?
Nothing. Bud amuses me. Never stops to think out a mechanical problem. Just yells for Dad.
Well, that's natural for a boy his age.
That'll be a pin or something here that comes loose.
What are you working on?
Nothing. Well, I'll be darned. Margaret.
Matt, dear.
What's the Phillips number?
Why?
Bud's over there, isn't he?
Yes, why?
I think I'll call him.
Oh, what for?
Well, if you must know, I've got his darn handcuffs on and I can't get them off.
Again next week when we'll be back with Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson. Until then, good night and good luck.